Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, I'll tell you, it's almost here, isn't it? We are headed towards election time. We're just a little over 3 weeks out, and I've got a guest for you today that's going to bring some very, very important information to you, stuff that you're probably not hearing as you watch the VP debates, the other debates, if they continue to happen or not, well, TBD. So you're going to want to listen to this. We're going to talk about some tools that are effective, key really to helping you build your wealth. And I want you to keep something in mind as we talk through the show. If you just take a look across our great country at the stock of housing, you know, rental inventory, what you're going to see is that a very good percentage of that is owned and operated by what a lot of folks might call mom and pop shops, right? The little guy. And we're talking about, you know, maybe it's the family that moves from one house to another and keeps that other one as a rental. And by doing so, they create a little bit of extra cash flow for their family every month, right? And as that house appreciates and they build that equity, they build wealth as well, right? We're talking also about the family that understands inherently, right, the power of real estate. And so they target and pick up a handful of single family houses as rentals, you know, 2, 3, 4, maybe 10. Maybe more. That's exactly what my wife and I learned to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, we did just like all these family operators across the nation have done and are now doing, you know, except we found a mentor, right? We found a mentor to show us the path, short circuit that learning curve, followed the roadmap closely, and that has helped us build some wealth, something that we hope to pass to our son. And it's also allowed us to create the cash flow that we needed to build the lifestyle that you hear me talk about from time to time. Retire my wife from her awful job, for example. You know, we're now living on our terms. But I'll tell you, back to that election, as I watch the rhetoric, you know, the rhetoric heating up out there, as we approach election day, as I listen to, you know, the answers and the more frequently the non-answers that the politicians give in interviews on that debate stage and so on, I'm getting concerned, okay? Is what we've been doing to date by investing our time and money to create this portfolio, is it at risk? Is our ability to pass the wealth, right, that we've created to our toddler, to our son, when that time comes, is that at risk? And those are questions we're going to answer today with my guest today. So I'm bringing on Dan with Exchange Resource Group. They've been a vendor with Lifestyles for a very long time. I looked back as far back as 2014, award winners over the years, Vendor of the Year, Vendor of the Month, both in single family and multifamily. So on that note, Dan, you're an expert in what we're going to talk about today. I want to say hello and ask you, how are you doing today, first of all?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Awesome. Well, give us a little bit of background. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about Exchange Resource Group. What is it that you guys do?
We are a qualified intermediary, which the IRS requires you use when you do a 1031 tax-deferred exchange. I practice law, passed the bar in 73, spent a number of years practicing law, with a heavy emphasis on real estate, and I was a judge for 8 years. And for the last 25 years, I've done nothing but 1031 tax deferred exchanges, do them all over the country. I do a lot of exactly what you and I are doing. I call it teaching and preaching. And our firm acts as a qualified intermediary, which is a requirement to be used in doing the 1031. A qualified intermediary does a couple of things. Number one, obviously, we consult with you and plan your strategy to take advantage of the tax situation in your particular case. Secondly, we prepare all the documents that keep the Internal Revenue Service happy because this is a provision of the IRS code. And, of course, they're going to give you a benefit. They're going to put some restrictions on it. We're going to make sure you stay within the lines there. And then we're also required to hold the funds. So we have an agreement with Forest Private Bank in Denver, Colorado. They hold the funds in an account with your name on it, your Social Security number. And so we do everything we can to protect the funds. And then, of course, when you do your buy, we do exactly the opposite. We prepare the documents. We forward the funds to the title company, and you become the proud owner of a new piece or pieces of property. So exactly. We are a qualified intermediary firm.
And again, Exchange Resource Group, the exchange meaning the 1031 exchange, which is that part of the tax code which provides for us to be able to do this type of transaction. And we'll get into the details here in the coming segment. It's an important tool. And I think first and foremost, what I want the listener to take away today is just exactly what you save by using this tool that you can have in your toolbox. We have a number of tools as real estate investors, especially when it comes to taxes, right? That's one of the ways that we make our money, is through the tax savings. And this is one of those key tools that we use. And we'll get a little bit into those details. But again, Dan, as we get closer and closer to that election, I thank you very heartily for coming on. I caught you several weeks back on Dell's show, on the Dell Walmsley radio show, and that show has been archived. The listener can go check that out at lifestylesunlimited.com. You're on with Al, and I also caught the Lunch and Learn. A lot of great information, the Lunch and Learn, concerning what does the Biden tax plan look like. Everyone knows what Trump's plan is, right? He pushed the tax cuts through, so we're familiar with that side of the equation. But again, heading into this election here very shortly, I'd like the listener to understand what is on the other side, because they don't get into the details that we're going to get into today, right?
No, they don't. And as a practical matter, they probably don't even know the details. I mean, at least the two candidates for president and vice president, because this is something that's drafted and overseen by somebody on their staff. So, they're probably not even familiar with. I don't know how much they really know. You have to drill down a little bit to find these answers, and that's exactly what we did, as it affected real estate investors. So that's the issue that I'm here to speak about. There's plenty of others to speak about, but I'm really concerned about the real estate investor.
Absolutely. I did a show a couple of weeks back on legacy, and we hit a few of the points in here at a very superficial level, so we'll get into a little more detail on those as well. And again, to make the listener an informed voter, but I mean, 24 days away, early voting here in Texas starts on Tuesday, the coming Tuesday, October the 13th. So if you're listening to this later on the podcast, obviously time has ticked on by, but we're going to head into a break here in just a minute. When we come back, we're going to start by, again, talking about that 1031 exchange. You know, what sort of things can I exchange, right? Who is using this tool fundamentally? Is it the big cats? Is it the mom and pops that I just talked about? What are we saving? And then over time, we'll transition into that Biden tax plan. And when we come back, I'll give you the number. If you've got any questions for Dan or for myself, you can give us a call. So be sure and stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Walmsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today I've got Dan with Exchange Resource Group with me. We're going to start off this segment by talking about the 1031 exchange. It's a great tool for you to build wealth through real estate. So I want you to catch all of this information, and then we're going to shift gears later in the show and talk about the Biden tax plan, because the election is 24 days away. So I want you to be informed. If you miss any part of the show will be archived at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. And if you've got questions today about the 1031 exchange, you can give us a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or if you're feeling shy, send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. And Dan, again, thank you so much for coming in today on Sunday and talking this through with us, because again, it's critically important information that I think everyone needs to understand. And to start with, let's dive into that 1031 exchange. I will confess to you, first of all, I have not yet done one. I have not sold any property, but When I joined Lifestyles 8 years ago, I'd never heard of a 1031 exchange. I had no idea what that is. I had no idea of the immense value. I've watched my friends use this now over the years. Talk to us. Tell us, what is the 1031 exchange? When would we use it? What does it bring to me?
Well, it brings you an awful lot of benefits. Let me quickly simply say the purpose of 1031, it's been around since 1921, so it's nothing new. Been in use. It is a cornerstone of the Internal Revenue Code. And what it does is it transforms a taxable sale into a non-taxable exchange. And the tax liability that you would incur on your sale is rolled forward and deferred completely and, in some cases, permanently. It encourages real estate and economic activity and thusly allows you to increase cash flow, build greater wealth at a faster rate. So that's essentially what it does. It is a simple requirement that a taxpayer can transfer property held for productive use in trade, business, or investment and receives property to be held for productive use in trade, business, or investment. So it applies to basically any piece of property that is not your primary residence. So we're going to talk about federal basically today because that's what's in the Biden plan, but your states have some parallel situations. So when you sell a piece of property, there's several taxes that are involved. Number one, there's the depreciation recapture tax, which is 25% under today's law. There's capital gains tax, which is either 15 or 20%, depending on a number of factors, but your income. You've got a state income tax, which runs from zero in Texas to an excess of 13% in California, New York, New Jersey, the high tax states. And then after all of that's done, you've got what's called the net investment tax income, commonly known as the Obama surcharge, Medicare surcharge, which is, again, another 3.8%. So with the exception of Pennsylvania, which has a slightly different rule, all of these taxes are deferred when you do a 1031 tax deferred exchange. And so basically what a 1031 tax deferred exchange does is allow you to move the basis of the old property into the new property and defer all those taxes that you would otherwise pay until a later date.
Which in a word allows me to invest farther, to go to do more with my money, right?
Correct. And we'll touch on that and give you just some phenomenal numbers that are hard to believe. But over a period of time, it makes a huge difference. So what's involved is we, when you go to sale, you get your 1031 documentation in order. The funds are required to go to a qualified intermediary. That's what we are. And then they move on into the new transaction. And in the process, you defer all those gains. Let's take a quick example and just kind of point out what we're talking about. Let's take an average situation. Let's assume 10 years ago you purchased a property for $270,000. You're now selling it for $350,000. Very common. You're going to net $3.25 out of that after the cost of sale are paid. You made $20,000 in capital improvements. You've taken depreciation of $98,000. And so the basis in the property is $192,000, which is purchase price plus improvements minus depreciation. So if you do the math, you got $133,000 in your net sale gain. That is the gain, and that's the amount that we're going to deal with. So if we simply apply the current rates, you're going to pay $24,500 in depreciation recapture. That leaves you with a remaining taxable gain of $35,000. You're going to pay $5,300 in taxes on that, and then you're going to pay the Medicare surcharge of $1,300. So on your transaction, if you do it without a 1031, you're going to pay $31,100 in federal taxes. We did not include any state taxes there. So depending on where you live, you can add another, $1,500 to $5,000 to that number. Without the 1031, that's what you pay. With a 1031, you pay nothing at this point in time. So it's obviously a tremendous tool for the active investor who wants to continue to grow their portfolio and continue to take advantage of the applicable laws. The changes that are going to be made are substantial. Let me just touch bases on a couple of those. Number one, the current rate on corporations or non-individuals is 21%. That's going to be raised to 28%, and that's important because a number of investors will hold their property in some other entity for liability purposes, for financing purposes, for completely different purposes in taxation. So they're looking at a 7% increase. Individuals, the max is going to go from 37% to 39.6%. And that's only a 2.5%, roughly 2.5% jump. That isn't the big thing, but the big thing is what that is going to be applied to. Formerly, you had all those other taxes that I talked about, 25% on a depreciation recapture, 15% on a capital gains. Those are now all going to go to your adjusted gross income, which realistically is going to shoot you into the 39.6 or maximum bracket. And then that 39.6% is going to be applied to all of those dollars. So you lose the ability, all of your what you could exchange now, you're going to have to deal with the ordinary income tax replacing the capital gains. You're going to have to deal with the state income taxes. So not only is the rate going up, but the the bucket, the amount that the rate is being applied to is going up.
Yeah.
The best example we can find is, the tax rates for middle earners, $80,000 to $469,000, is going to increase from 24% to 35%. 24 to 35%. That's from a 15%. So basically everybody is going to get hit with this. Now, I want to write here, short disclaimer, I have heard it said by people in support of the Biden tax plan, and I think by he himself, that nobody who makes less than $400,000 is going to face a tax increase. That isn't the case. When you read the plan, you'll quickly see that those middle earners are going to get hit. And, of course, if he does away with the existing structure, everybody's going to get hit.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. I got the music coming on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into that Biden plan. Let's talk just briefly before we do about a couple other points around the 1031 exchange. I was talking with a buddy of mine over dinner just last night because he's undergoing one of those with you guys right now. It is interesting to hear his perspective. And anyhow, we'll get into that, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I have got Dan with me from Exchange Resource Group, and they are the agent that represents you, does a lot of stuff for you, consults, educates you, makes you understand the process of a 1031 exchange, which is code, I guess, a piece of the tax code that allows us to defer our capital gains, our depreciation recapture, other taxes when we sell a property and then pick up another property or maybe even properties. And on that note, before we get into that, Dan, if anyone has any questions, more detailed questions, perhaps, how would they get a hold of you out of Exchange Resource Group?
Our main number is very simple. 303-789-1031. You can also email us at information@erg1031.com.
Perfect. 303-789-1031. Doesn't get easier than that, does it?
So, we try to keep it simple.
Now, if you have questions for us today live on air, the number here is 855-497-4335. And I want to come back to the 1031 exchange, and then we'll shift gears back into the Biden, what we can expect or what we think will happen if Biden is elected with his tax plan. But back to the basics of the 1031 exchange, and this is what really interests me. And this came up on the Lunch and Learn that you and your team put on. It's been several weeks now, but I sat through that where you guys showed some really keynote numbers around what happens or how your wealth grows when you employ a 1031 exchange, how it grows if you don't, and how it will grow under that Biden tax plan, which, again, we can get into. A lot of good information there. But you said something on that Lunch and Learn that really caught my attention. You know, a lot of people think, first of all, they think this is some sort of avoidance technique. It's not avoidance. It's deferring. Like you said, defer, and then we die, right? We'll get into that as well, I think. But you talked about who is actually out there using this. Sure, we got the IBMs of the world. We got the big companies that may be employing these techniques, very savvy, you know, companies out there doing this to defer their taxes. But it's not just them. You know, I opened the show talking about the mom and the pops of the world. Who are you guys working with typically?
Well, we do some of the larger transactions, but the vast majority of our clients are what you would refer to as mom and pops. They're people who own 1, 2, 3 pieces of real estate and are in the process of selling it to relocate or selling it for whatever other reason. An interesting one, I just had a gentleman who's selling his facility where he's operated his business for a number of years because the city has grown around it, and the city is putting pressure on him not to do auto repairs at that location anymore. So, you know, he's literally being forced to move and find another location. So it's the vast majority of our clients are individuals who have 1, maybe 2 properties, and for whatever reason, and there's every reason you can possibly imagine, they are selling one in order to buy others. And let me just take a moment here and explain that. That like-kind property means real estate for real estate for real estate. So simply because you're selling a single-family residence does not mean you have to buy a single-family residence. You can buy anything that the state in which it's located defines as real estate. This is applicable to all 50 states, American Virgin Islands, and Guam. So in a number of states, things other than that you don't think of, you just kind of think out of the box. Delaware statutory trust properties are 1031-able. In Colorado, water rights are considered to be real estate. In most of the western states, gas and oil rights are considered to be real estate. So, you know, there are occasions where you can think outside the box. I know a number of years ago, my wife and I sold a rental property when we were still living in Oregon, and we purchased Texas and Oklahoma gas and oil rights, and we've been enjoying that income and tax benefit for approximately the last 20 years. So
That's key information, though, because a lot of folks believe that if I sell that single family, I have to use this on another single family. That's not true. You can use it for anything defined as real estate, and you can cross state lines.
Absolutely. And what we see is a number of people who are selling that income property they've held for a period of time to buy that ideal retirement location down the road. So there's give us a call if you have a question. We'll be glad to try to answer it for you. I don't know that I know everything, but I think I've seen almost everything.
hey, 25 years, I bet you have.
Yeah. And so, you know, real estate for real estate. At the end of the day, if you end up with a deed and you don't live in it, then it qualifies for 1031 treatment.
Very good. Yeah, like I said, my buddy's working on one right now with Luann, selling the house here, buying a couple out of state where he's got family, right? So that lines up with whatever his future goals are, right? And that's where you guys come in as the consultants as well to help us understand. I know everything about Texas, but boy, if you start talking to me about New Mexico, Colorado, Florida, I don't know, you know?
And there's no bar to crossing those state lines. We see a number of, for example, you were talking about your son. We see a number of people who will sell a rental house and go buy a condo where their kids intend to go to college, and then rent it back to their, quote unquote, rent it back to their kids. Future retirement, that type of thing. I usually start my class with two phrases. Number one, I tell people that it's not important what you make, it's what you get to keep that really counts. And number two, what's your dream? How can you meld these things, the education, the lifestyles we've given you, the opportunities that you come across, the tax structure? How can you meld all those things to fulfill your dreams?
Absolutely. And on that note, the American dream, right? Lifting ourselves up by our bootstraps, right? Building our future. That is something that this very tool enables us to do. And like you use the word velocity, which I think is a key word here, because you can go so much faster by deferring those taxes, right? You mentioned in the example, saving $30,000 in taxes. I can easily buy a single family rental property with that, right? To accelerate, right?
Yeah. If people want to go online and look at that lunch and learn that we did, I'll just run through some quick information. We took some, this is something we teach in all our classes to licensed realtors, CPAs, attorneys around the nation. But just assuming you started using a 1031 on the first property at $100,000 and you didn't use a 1031, We've had you selling that property every 5 years, just to kind of put things in perspective and have a property value increase of 5%. And we only use a 20% tax rate. We use a pretty low tax rate. But as a perfect example, on the first one, you buy it for $100,000, you don't pay any taxes, so you have $100,000 to reinvest, which gives your new property of 20% down $500,000, whereas the other person pays their $20,000 and goes forward. After the end of the second 5 years, you're now able to buy a $690,000 property, whereas the party who hasn't done that has now paid $22,000 in taxes. After 10 years, you can now buy a $954,000 property. The party who paid the taxes can buy a $448,000. So there's a 200% increase there. But here, where it really gets important is after 20 years. You now have the 20% down because you've got $728,000. You can buy a $3,600,000 property. The people who paid their taxes can, for 20% down, have $802,000. So it's over time, it is a tremendous multiplier.
That's huge. That's the difference between maybe an eightplex in Dallas-Fort Worth and a 30-unit apartment complex. And we talk about economies of scale, Lifestyles Unlimited, that becomes important, right?
But the reality is that the person who paid taxes on their deals as they went forward, they've paid $106,000 in taxes to get to this point, but they have essentially very little to show for it. You have not paid those taxes, and you've got the ability to go take down $3,600,000 property.
And now here's where we're going to hit the key point in this final segment, which is with that Biden tax plan. I'm just going to go ahead and cut to the chase here. That 1031 exchange, that tool that allows you to really leverage to get that velocity to build that wealth, is being taken away, right, per that plan, if that comes down the pike, right? There are a couple other key important things, and we're going to hit those when we come back, so stay tuned.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, I've got Dan with me from Exchange Resource Group. And up to this segment, we've set the stage for you. We've talked a little bit about the type of landlords that are out there, the owners of, you know, smaller shops, basically, like my wife and I, right? We buy single-family houses. We built up a good portfolio over the 8 years, but we're the kind of folks that are using the tools that Dan and I are talking about. And I wanted you to understand the tools that have been made available to us for 99 years now. Right. This is nothing new. This is not anything that the recent current president put into place for tax avoidance. These are tools to help us defer taxes, to encourage investment, to encourage affordable housing. We'll probably hit on that here in a second, Dan. And we wanted to set the stage because we're now going to talk a little bit more in detail about the Biden tax plan. We're all familiar with where President Trump stands, obviously, over after 3.5, almost 4 years. But with that Biden plan, I just said this ahead of the break. That 1031 exchange is taken away from us. So that ability that I mentioned to achieve that American dream, to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, is being taken away. right? By the same people that complain about not being able to achieve that dream. So, Dan, 1031 exchange gets removed as part of the Biden tax plan. What else is at risk?
Well, the other biggie, in my humble opinion, very, very important, is what's called a step-up in basis. And for as long as I've been practicing law, for a number of years before that, when someone passed away and left property to their children, those children got what was called a step-up in basis. And what that means is, let's assume that mom and dad bought a property for $30,000, and now 20 years later, it's worth $200,000, which in this day and age is perfectly understandable. The children would inherit it at its value of the date they, the date of death of their parents. So, or whoever left it, didn't have to be a parent. So that your basis in that property that you're inheriting is now $200,000, and if you wait 5 years, it goes up another $100,000, and you sell it, you're then responsible for the $100,000 you made while you owned it, but you're not responsible for what your parents made while they owned it. Biden's tax plan does away with the step-up in basis. So when you get the property, you get it at the essentially zero basis that your parents had, assuming that they depreciated it, down to the dirt, what I call the dirt value, you would then be responsible for that entire $300,000, and you'd be taxed on that amount, even though, you know, you inherited it when it was worth $200,000.
That's very alarming.
That's been a real estate planning tool, the basis of many, many estates. And in the family farms, the family ranches, that will be probably a death knell. I can't speak to that, and that's pretty harsh language, but it sure looks like it. So yeah, any business where real estate is a large component of it, there's the benefit of passing it on to your children is going to disappear.
And that's important to me. That's the thing that really struck me. I mean, the 1031 exchange is going away. That's a big deal. But for me, as someone with a toddler right now, this is part of my plan, right? This has been part of our plan since he came along. And that could really cripple the transfer, his inheritance, essentially. And it doesn't have to be the real estate investor, right? It's any transfer of assets.
Any transfer of a real estate asset. Absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't make any difference if it's taller. I mean, my children, I've got grandchildren older than your child, and it's still a basic part of our estate plan. And so the rules that everybody lived by for all of our lives are going to change.
Yeah. So 1031 exchange gets wiped. Stepped up basis gets wiped. What else is going on in that plan, that Biden tax plan?
The other big issue that people will get a surprise at in April 15th or October 15th, depending on when you actually file your taxes, is that all of those capital gains and everything else are now going to flow into your adjusted gross income, and the rate on your adjusted gross income is being increased. So that you're now going to be looking at some pretty severe increases. For the top tax rate is going to increase from up to 39.6% on the capital gains from 20%, and for the people who earned less than that, it's going to increase from 15% to either 24% to 35%, depending on just where you fall in those categories. So for anybody who's sold a piece of real estate, for anybody who's sold any asset, basically, not just real estate, but that's what we're talking about today, but any asset, the tax implications are going to be substantial.
Yeah, stepped up basis.
And
so now you're inheriting
different than they are today. And substantially different than they are today.
Yeah, okay. So stepped up basis goes away. Therefore, I'm paying taxes on your gain, parents. Thank you for the property. And now that gain is inflating me into some totally different, much higher tax bracket than I ever normally would have been with my regular job, whatever it is that I'm doing. So I'm getting hammered twice. And
so, yeah, and here's the question that is not answered by the plan. I'm a tax guy. I think like this. It doesn't say whether you get taxed when you inherit it on that as a capital gain, or you get taxed when you sell. All I would point out is AOC, has proposed in her Green New Deal that you're taxed every year on capital gains. So every year you have to revalue your property and pay a tax on your capital gains. Today, we just have to deal with it when we sell the property. But the Biden plan is not clear whether you have to deal with that when you sell it or if you have to deal with that when you inherit it.
So
it looks like it may, I think it's going to have a substantial effect on, affordable housing or workplace housing across the nation. As one who's spent 5 years on a local planning commission, I can tell you that that's a real hot topic today. And the vast majority of that housing that's available isn't supplied by the government. It's supplied by the use and means of the world, by the people who are listening to us today because they're renting, they're renting that condo that they had before they were married, or they're renting the first house they bought or something. And so the vast majority of that affordable, quote-unquote affordable housing is provided by people like you and I. Well, candidate Biden is removing the incentive or two of the major incentives for us to hold that type of property. So what I'm anticipating an unintended consequence of all this will be is that people will say, hey, it isn't worth the effort anymore. Let's put it on the market and sell it. And that house that was formerly rented at an affordable rate is now going to be for sale at a rate that probably the current renters cannot finance.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to have a huge unintended consequence.
So unintended. Yeah, that's I follow you entirely. I mean, I can see lots of folks that I know just saying, I'm out of here. I'm done with this. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle this. I mean, especially the notion of having to pay a capital gains tax every year. I fight my property taxes here in Texas every year, and that alone is a nightmare on our portfolio. I can't imagine doing that with the capital gain, per the AOC notion anyhow. What else is going on? You and I talked a little bit about the tax foundation, .org.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about their numbers.
Yeah, the Tax Foundation is a libertarian organization that is pretty much middle of the road. So it's the one voice that I normally go to when I want to check things. And so they came up with they dive obviously even deeper into this because that's what they do than anyone else that I know of. And here's what's scary. Their estimation is, based on the proposed Biden tax plan, that the gross domestic product of the United States will decrease 1.51%. It's a 1.5 drop in the GDP. Because of that, the capital stock, which isn't stock, but is the capital in the United States, will be decreased by 3.23%. The wage rate will be decreased based on those losses by 0.98% or almost 1%. But the one that really grabbed me is their estimate is that there'll be a full-time equivalent job loss of 585,000 jobs.
Wow.
And that's across, that's realtors and contractors and bankers and, all the accelerated, all the other associated industries that are involved in real estate.
Okay, that's good information to know. That's good information to have from an impartial source. So our GDP goes down, the capital stock, the value of the capital stock of the whole country declines, the wages go down, jobs decrease. Bad, in my yeah. view, bad news, right, all around, especially
well,
given what we've been through,
Exactly. And let me just point out, capital stock, it isn't the stock market. That's not
sure.
what we're talking about. They're talking about the value of what America owns goes down 3.2, what Americans own goes down 3.23%.
Sure. The value of my houses, the value of the machines we use for production, all of that stuff is part of the capital stock. So
absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting a little...
Those are real numbers, and they apply to real people.
We're getting a little short on time. Give us your number one more time if someone wants to reach out to ask about the 1031 exchange process.
You bet. The simplest way to do that is you can reach us at 303-789-1031.
All right.
303-789-1031.
All right, Dan. Hey, thank you so much for coming on today. Again, we've got 24 days as of this broadcast to the election. I want everyone out there to be informed. Early voting starts this Tuesday in Texas. Get out and vote. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. Check out freeworkshoplivestream.com if you want to learn more about lifestyles. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.